Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, criticism has been leveled against Rutgers University for negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to end an encampment on the New Brunswick campus. Last week, the Jewish Federation of New Jersey says the university president and chancellor should either revoke the agreement that it made with the student group or resign. Meanwhile, some Princeton University faculty and staff have called for Princeton's vice president to resign over threatening disciplinary action against pro-Palestine protesters at the Ivy League campus. New Jersey news brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. One of New Jersey's leading congressional members has secured federal money aimed at improving security and combating rising anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and hate crimes across the state. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says anti-Semitic incidents doubled last year across the Garden State.
As we are seeing right now on far too many of our neighborhoods and outside religious institutions and on college campuses, anti-Semitism is surging, and there's not even an attempt to hide it.
Nearly $5 million is going to 34 nonprofit organizations. Gottheimer says it's a mix of mosques, churches, religious schools, and community centers. And Tom Brady took his share of barbs from comedians, former teammates, and even his longtime coach Sunday night during a made-for-streaming comedy live event on Netflix. It was 3 hours of the greatest roast of all time held at the Forum. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A chance of wet weather for how long? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.